This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to the Labor Department, about 31% of the lowest quarter of private sector workers had access to paid sick leave in 2015 versus 84% of the highest earning quarter of workers. NLRB has found the use of permanent replacements in a strike is unlawful if evidence shows employers were trying to discriminate against union members. We conclude that the phrase independent unlawful purpose includes an employer's intent to discriminate or encourage or discourage union membership, the board said. This decision will make it more risky for employers to hire permanent strike replacements. Food and Drug Administration proposed voluntary guidelines for the food industry to reduce salt. Consumer advocates say they are meaningful because they will serve as a benchmark by which companies can be measured. More than 70% of sodium consumed is already in food before it reaches the table, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Sheriff Joe Arpaio's illegal harassment of Latinos in Maricopa County, Arizona, has cost citizens there $142 million since he was elected in 1993 in Arizona. In Japan, the proportion of children in households with income after tax and transfers of less than half the median household income rose from 11% in 1985 to 16% in 2012, one of the highest rates among OECD countries. The gap between well-off and poor children is worse in Japan than the USA and not far off levels in Mexico and Bulgaria. Finally, real regulations for payday lenders. Under the guidelines being announced by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, lenders will be required in many cases to verify their customers' income and to confirm that they can afford to repay the money they borrow. Number of times that people could roll over their loans into newer and pricier ones would be curtailed. Ms. Fubushi apologized to Chinese workers who were forced to work in its predecessor company's mines during World War II and signed an agreement to compensate the three surviving laborers. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.